Papke's Landing is used by remote residents for accessing their homes and recreational cabins. It's also used by boaters from Petersburg and several nearby lodges that offer sport fishing during the warmer months. A nearby resident, John Mergus, stressed the importance of the site for transportation and commerce.
It's a deep water port. It's very well protected from the weather, and it has minimal tidal currents. You put all this together, and it really makes it an ideal place for public funding from all the different programs that are available.
Petersburg's assembly last year agreed to spend nearly $36,000 for conceptual drawings for Papke's Landing, along with a boat ramp on southern Mitkoff Island. Engineer Alan Murph of Horion Associates presented the draft plan to the Harbor Board this month. The concept includes several new rock-filled parking areas, a new mooring float and gangway, along with a new concrete launch ramp with floats. That new ramp would be just south of the existing ramp. The plans could also include a public restroom and a new harbor maintenance building. The preliminary cost estimate for the project puts the price tag for construction at around $6.4 million, although it could be done in phases. Local leaders are hoping that federal infrastructure funding or some other grant money could pay for it. Borough Assemblymember Dave Kensinger uses the dock to get to Petersburg from his home on neighboring Kuprinoff Island. He said the dock's in poor shape and it's long overdue for upgrades.
But I think the thing that's really changed is the amount of use. And what I see the amount of use out there is astounding certain times of the year. And it's not people that live in the Papke's area. Very few people in the Papke's area tie a boat up there and leave it. Most of the people that seem to be tying boats up there and leaving them now are from town. And the other problem we also have out there is it's a vehicle dumping point in the parking lot out there.
Kensinger said another change has been the amount of state and university land sold in the area and the new development because of that. The dock at Papke's was one of three remote docks offered by the Alaska Department of Transportation to Petersburg back in 2016. The two sides didn't agree on terms for that transfer, but the Borough Assembly last year voiced some interest in renewing negotiations with DOT. There are other government agencies involved. Land on the waterfront is owned by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, while the U.S. Forest Service leases state land for the boat ramp. But the borough has purchased some parcels nearby from the state to use for future parking. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht was concerned with taking over ownership of anything that would require a new lease with the state.
We want this resolved before taking ownership of the dock. We want DOT and DNR to work together and get this resolved and say, give us the land so the borough would own the tidelands and all of that property that DNR has down there. Just got back from a conversation with them. It's going to be tough. DOT is anxious to make this happen. DNR doesn't want to do anything other than their current rules. So it's likely going to go a little higher up to the governor's office, and we'll see what we can get done.
Local leaders in the past have also been wary about paying for maintenance for the site, with costs anticipated for snow removal, parking, and permit enforcement. That's estimated to add $100,000 or more to the Harbor Department's budget. Brandon Allison has recently purchased the Majestic Eagle Lodge, one of the nearby sport fishing operations. He thought users wouldn't expect upgrades for free.
I'd be open to the option of, like, us as the lodges or whoever over there, you know, paying a fee to be able to use that and upkeep the property over there, you know, for storing cars that are over there. We're using the ramp or redoing a dock. It's pivotal to our lifestyle out there for sure.
Petersburg's Harbor Department currently doesn't have the money to build improvements at Papke's or maintain an additional facility. Its reserves are earmarked for a harbor dredging project plan for this year, and leaders are also interested in exploring the potential for a new harbor at Scow Bay. Harbor Board Chair Bob Martin called the concept for Papke's a good start.
But I'm sure the public has all kinds of ideas, and we haven't even started on that process yet. But I think it's a great idea, one vision of what could happen.
If the borough can overcome the property ownership hurdles, it would still have to pay for full engineering and design work before it would be ready to build. The board voted to support the concept of upgrading Papke's while seeking public input on these drawings. Borough Assembly members this month also encouraged users to give feedback to them or the board. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.